We mentioned yesterday that there's different places where we have to correct the Baal Kareh, because he might make a shinui which would affect the understanding of what the word means. So he said some examples are that many times it's not a problem is where the person stresses which syllable a person stresses, milel milra, and or situation of if he makes a mistake in the shrub, or situation which he makes a mistake in the nikud. But Mishra points out, but in the case where it's going to change the pirish of what the word means, that even those things we would have to go back for. Now, the Mishra says that a person, the Chavchila, should really know all of these things correctly. Interestingly enough, the few points, I just want to maybe clarify a little bit, excuse me, for those of you who have an aversion to grammar, we're going to clarify a few points in grammar. The first one is, I'll just share with you a story like this. I davened slowly, so sometimes I have to say my yechula with the person afterwards, and we were saying my yechula together, and he had a very interesting new Torah. In his Torah, it said, Yom HaShishi v'yechulu ha-shamayim ba'oretz v'chol tzva'am. V'yichal ha-lukim b'yom ha-shim ala Torah shirsoi, v'yish b'yish b'yom ha-shim ala Torah shirsoi, v'yivorech ha-lukim v'yikadeh shirsoi. So I said, that's really fascinating new Torah. Because there's a very big difference in between the word v'yichulu and v'yichulu. So yichulu, the word yichulu is something which is going to be that in the asid. But we're talking about something which already took place, which is in the avar. So what changes it when you put a vav in front of a verb which is in the future, and you put a patach under it? It changes it to the past tense. So in my Torah it says Hashem already completed by yichulu. He already completed it. And his Torah it says v'yichulu. He will complete it, and he will complete it. Well, that's a fascinating new Torah. That's probably not correct. So in the paragraph of Vayechulu, Vayechal, Vayishpois, Vayevorich, Vayekadesh, the person has to make sure that there's a patach under that vav. If he reads it with a shwa, he's changing what the word means. So that's an example of a person should read that correctly in his davening, besides when a person is laning. So there's something called a vav ahipuch, that a vav can change the meaning of a tense of a verb from past to future, a verb which is written in the future tense, and there's a vav in front of it, and it's put it with a shwa, it means, and it will take place in the future. It's written with a patak, it means, and it took place already in the past. It changes the tense. A vav with a patak in front of a verb in the future tense changes it to the past tense. So over here, vayichulu means, and it was completed. Vayichulu means, and it will be completed. Vayichal, vayishpoz, and Hashem was shoyves. Vayishpoz, and he will be shoyves. Vayivorek, and he will bless. Vayivorek, and he blessed. So that's one example which is important. It's a question of the nikud, whether it's past or over, past tense or future tense, the nikud will make a difference. There's something also known as mil'el mil'ra. Now what about the other way around? What about a verb which is in the past tense, and you want to change it to the future tense? Or you want to change it to a lashon of tzivui, which is going to be a form of a future tense? Right, so over there, the difference is not whether the vav has a patach or it has a shva. That's not the difference. The difference is actually where you pronounce, which syllable you pronounce it in. So, for example, in Kriya Shema, so ahav is lashon avar. Ahavta means you loved. Ahavta means you loved. Ve'ahavta means and you loved. So the pasuk says ve'ahavta and you loved. That's not what the pasuk means. It means the pasuk is saying and you should love. So how do you understand whether this verse, this pasuk that you're saying, that the phrase means and you loved, which is not what the pasuk means, or it's telling us and you should love, which is in the future tense. So how do you change it from the past tense to the future tense? So what's the difference? So the difference is not in the vav. The vav has a shwa either way. The difference is whether you pronounce it mil'el or mil'ra. So you have this issue in Shema in multiple places, that when you have the that if you pronounce it ve'ahavta means you should, ve'ahavta means you did. So you have this in Shema in the word. Now the word ve'ahavta is a little bit challenging because there are actually, if you follow the trup, that when you're laning, you follow the place that the trup is placed on the word, you're going to get it right every time, almost. Over here, there are two trups on that word. The main one is the first one. So it's not ve'ahavta, or not ve'ahavta, it's ve'ahavta. You're stressing the word ahav. Ve'nosati, ve'osavta, ve'nosati. So all of these, if you're going to the... I'm sorry. Am I saying this wrong? That ve'ahavta means you want to stress at the end. Ve'ahavta means you should love. Ve'ahavta means you loved. Ve'nosati means that I gave. Ve'nosati means ve'nosati, stressing the end, means I will give. Ve'osavta means you gathered. Ve'osavta means you will gather. Ve'nosati. So the place over here, v'nosati, the Russian says, I will give Esav v'sodcha. V'nosati means I gave. V'nosati, I'm stressing the last syllable, means I will give. V'ochalta means you will eat. V'ochalta means you ate. So some people have this, by the Chassidisha, they have this custom of making everything sound the same. V'ochalta, v'savata, v'erachta. So, it's v'ochalta, you will eat. V'savata, there's a reason why that's changed. But v'erachta, and you should bless. V'ochalta, v'savata, v'erachta means you ate, you benched. That's not what the pasuk means. V'ochalta, you will eat. V'savata, you will be filled. V'erachta, and you will bless. So where you're going to put the degesh is going to make a difference. Where the stress is going to make a difference in what the word means. Now, if you follow the trup, the way it's written in the Torah, you will get that right. So the person who's laning should be careful to make sure he puts the trup on the correct place. Person saying Shema, person should be careful that he puts the trup on the correct syllable where it's placed in the Siddur. Not v'nosati, v'nosati, not v'ochalta, but v'ochalta, and then you will get it correct.